I developed the following diagram in order to explain why simple book knowledge or classroom knowledge is not enough for total financial success. While the diagram can be used to explain many different things, for the purpose of this audiobook, I will use it as a guide to explain what changes a person may need to make in order to become a financially richer person. I call this model the Learning Pyramid. If you have read our third book, Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, you may recognize this structure as a tetrahedron, which means a structure with four sides and four points to it. Some people call it a pyramid. This tetrahedron is useful in explaining what the price is in making the necessary changes to becoming rich, or making any change for that matter. It also explains why it is so hard for many people to make the necessary changes. To explain how the learning pyramid works, I'll use the following example. Let's say a person reads a book, and the book says go out and buy real estate or go find some good debt. So mentally they get the idea, go invest in real estate, acquire some good debt, and get rich, which is not a tough thing to do, but most people fail to do so. They may think about it mentally, but fail to do anything physically. Why? The reason many people are not able to physically go out and buy real estate is because emotionally they have a problem. And the problem arises when their emotional thoughts overpower their mental thoughts. When emotional thoughts are provoked by new mental ideas, we begin to hear the statements mentioned earlier, statements such as, "But what if the market crashes?" or, "But what if I make a mistake?" These are examples of the emotion of fear rising up to challenge the new mental idea, even a simple idea such as, "Go and buy some real estate, acquire some good debt, and get rich." If the emotional thought is stronger than the mental thought, then the physical result is often no action at all. A person may go into what is called analysis paralysis and spend hours physically doing nothing but arguing internally with their thoughts and their emotions. Or the person may do as the radio host did during my interview, and that is invalidate the entire idea of investing in real estate. You may recall the radio interviewer said to me, "I don't want to fix toilets and receive phone calls late at night from tenants." This is another example of emotional thinking overpowering a new mental idea. The radio host never gave the new idea a chance, thus shutting himself off from the possibility of achieving great wealth and financial freedom faster. The radio host was not the only person who blocked out ideas that could change his life financially and in other ways. I do it. We all do it. We all do things that make us successful, and we all do things that keep us unsuccessful. The point of this chapter is, how do we change when we know we need to change? My rich dad said, "One of the main reasons most people do not achieve great wealth and financial freedom is simply because they are afraid of making mistakes." He went on to say, "The reason so many smart and well-educated people do not achieve great wealth is because in school they were taught that mistakes are bad. In the real world, the person who makes the most mistakes and learns from them, without lying, cheating, denying, or blaming, wins." So when you look at the learning pyramid, one big reason people do not become millionaires, even though they mentally want to, is because emotionally they have learned to fear making a mistake. Rich Dad often said, "It is the fear of failing that causes most people to fail." The fear of failing is an emotional idea that needs to change, because that emotional idea often has more power than the mental idea, which is why so few people become rich. When my rich dad said to me years ago, "My banker has never asked me for my report card," one of the most important lessons I learned was that what worked in school might not work in real life. When I meet people who are struggling financially, I often find they're doing so simply because they can't break free from old ideas from family, friends, and school. In other words, they follow ideas they may not even know they are following. Ideas such as don't make mistakes, or get a safe, secure job, or work hard, save money, and stay out of debt. These are good ideas for people who cherish security over financial freedom, but they are bad ideas if you are a person who wants to be a millionaire as quickly as possible. So the price of becoming a millionaire is for many people the price of examining their old ideas and finding out which ideas need to be changed. But remember, when one mental idea changes, it often requires changing emotionally, physically, and spiritually. By introducing financial literacy at an early age in school, we hope to make the new ideas of buy assets, have your money work for you, and financial freedom more possible and attainable. For me, the fear of failing was not an issue, as it is for many people. Failing at age 15 in school because I could not write was one of the best things that happened to me. Today, I make more money as a writer than most of the students who were A students in English. From that failure, I also learned that my real report card was my financial statement. So for me, I knew that failing was a good thing, if I would learn the lessons from the mistakes or failure. I realized I could gain a great advantage by being willing to make more mistakes than people who were academically smarter than me. The problem was, while I learned a lot by making mistakes, it was my lack of fear of failing that also limited how much I could learn.